102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, a little after 6 o'clock, Friday morning. The latest issue of Playboy magazine is going to be a little different. Not only does it have a tribute to Hugh Hefner, but now it has the first Playboy playmate who is transgender.
Right, and she's
hot. Used to be a guy.
She's hot.
Transitioned to a woman.
She's hot.
She's very good looking.
She's hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying good looking. Mm-hmm. And you know I don't throw the word hot around.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Right.
And you would never know. And here's,
except
and
that
you
they
know,
told you.
Right, but here's, you know the rule that I live by.
Uh-huh.
I don't ask questions I don't want answers to.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I do not ask questions that I don't want answers to. There's not one of us that's going to look at that woman and be like, nah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, at least. And I think if you say you wouldn't, I think you're lying.
Yeah, but when it comes down, when the rubber meets the road, so to speak, she's standing in front of you, and she's transgender. I think a lot of guys aren't as open-minded knowing that this used to be a man.
Does she have... Yeah, but I think you see...
That's a different thing.
I think you could be like, nah.
Right. Nah. No, really. This used to be... This person here used to be a guy, and now it's transitioned to a woman.
No way.
I think a lot of guys aren't... especially, like, guys who are reading Playboy, they're like, men who want to see beautiful women, whatever.
Right.
And I understand this is a transitioned woman.
She's not.
But I think guys mentally aren't there yet. And Playboy's first mistake was taking the nudity out. Now they put it back in, right?
Right.
And now I think this might be... I mean, they're supposed to be a little on the edge. Don't get me wrong. Playboy's supposed to be a little on the edge.
Right,
but I think,
you know,
guys'
what, dude,
brains...
I got to be honest with you. Nowadays, I don't think it's edgy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think there. I think the edges have been rounded off on almost everything at this point.
So then this is, you know, beyond, I think, where guys' brains are at. I mean, but yeah, I
mean,
you make a good point.
YouPorn
has a section on it. I get it.
Right.
But how popular is that compared to anything with women? It probably
pales
in comparison.
What is this chick from the waist down?
What is she? I don't know. There's no pictures here.
See, that's where I would draw the line. If she's got a peepee, I'm out. But if she doesn't, I'm not asking questions.
I mean,
I swear to God.
She must be totally transitioned.
She must be. You would think.
You would think. If she's not, that would really be different for Playboy.
That would be Playboy's end right there.
I'm just saying.
Because nobody wants to open a Playboy and get hit smacked in the face with a D.
No.
They just don't. That's not supposed to be there.
Oops.
Yeah.
You told me she was fully transitioned.
Right.
No,
it's like walking into McDonald's and only being able to get pizza. Whoa, what's going on here? Only way worse. Because who doesn't love pizza?
Yeah, I mean, she's beautiful. She's been in other, she's done some modeling and has quite a career going for herself. I'm just wondering how guys will react to it because maybe their brains aren't there yet. And that's what I'm saying is I don't think they're there yet.
Our resident sexual deviant has been awful quiet over there in his studio.
I'm just looking at the pictures now.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
You're not asking too many questions either. You know,
and they only have three. There's only three I saw in here where she's, you know, pretty much clothed. So you don't see naked pics. But even so, you know the naked pics are going to be airbrushed like every other playmate and beautiful.
Yeah,
and the body, you know, is going to be amazing. I just don't know if guys mentally are there.
You got to open your mind, Raj.
Well, I think you're talking to everybody. I think there's a lot of guys who are already open-minded.
Dude,
you're, for example,
you're
open-minded.
Asking, you're not even asking. I'm not asking those questions. I'm just looking at him like, God damn, you're hot. Let's roll. If you tell me afterwards, like if the sex was great and you told me afterwards, I'd be like, really?
It's hard to believe.
You should have kept that one in. But... I don't know, man. She's just hot.
Yeah.
She just is. And as long as I don't unwrap a gift, I think we're good.
Right.
What about you, Evil Raj?
I'll tell you what. I don't mind if she has a gift or not. I'm taking it any way I can.
I bet you are. I had a feeling you were going to roll that way.
Evil Raj is very sexually open-minded.
Just never draw the line.
Right.
That's what I say, JP.
That's it. Just take the damn chalk and throw it away.
Absolutely. It's incredible.
It is 6:06. Thanks, Evil.
The only lines we use the chalk for are the dead hookers I leave in the bushes.
And even then, well, that's another story. Another time.
All right, it's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
Headed out this morning so far, not doing too badly here. No major issues or problems. Wantagh Parkway road construction wrapping up between...
...of cash surprises, like the $350 million cash spectacular. Play today. Must be 18 or older to purchase a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP at 6:12. If you're just waking up, we were just talking about the next issue of Playboy coming out has the first playmate that is a transgender playmate. So the formerly a guy has transitioned to female, and She's French and just beautiful. The question is, are guys open-minded enough to get to that point? I'm thinking that guys aren't there yet, but of course they're supposed to be pushing the envelope a little bit. JP says, listen, guys don't care. She's just that hot.
Yeah.
East End Jeremy's on the line. What's up, bud?
Is there nothing sacred left in the world anymore? Is it just everything is just ruined? I mean, come on, Playboy. You, JP, you said it best last week. They stopped doing the nudie photos, and they almost went out of business. Now they bring them back. Now we got a dude on the cover.
No, you don't. Playboy, you don't have a dude.
No, Jeremy transitioned.
You don't have a dude on the cover. You have a beautiful woman on the cover who happens to formerly be a guy. Now, Jeremy, you're not throwing that chick out of bed. You're not. You could say whatever you want to. The only way either one of us would throw her out of bed is if she sounded like Raj. That's it.
Exactly. If I go downtown and I get poked in the eye by a stick,
that's
I'm
a different ballgame.
Okay? No.
But that's not what we're talking about here.
I think you should assume she's totally transitioned.
This chick on Playboy apparently has all girl parts.
What do you do?
As long as she doesn't sound like Raj, you're not going anywhere.
No, I'm not. You're right, but it's just not right.
Then,
the girls shouldn't be allowed in the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
The boys shouldn't be allowed in the Boy Scouts.
Do me a favor.
You know what I mean?
Happy birthday. And as Thank your you gift to right. us, don't call us again till Monday.
Fine. No problem.
Happy Goodbye.
Goodbye. There he goes. He's then Jeremy. 102.3 WBAB.
There's a reason these phones aren't lit up with people calling me half a gay or whatever the hell it is. There's a reason they're not lit. You know what I'm saying?
So you say guys are just much more accepting and open-minded to it, and they're more than willing to buy a Playboy.
I'm not saying guys. I'm just saying some aren't. Mm-hmm. And
it's just the way of the world.
It's just...
it's been accepted, and we're good.
Nobody's called me names yet.
102.3 WBAB.
Speaks volumes. Bounce machine, Chicago.
WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 617. It's something different for Playboy. They have a playmate on the cover who is transgender, so formerly a guy who's transitioned and is now a beautiful woman, French model, has done all sorts of, has done a movie, has done photo shoots, fashion layouts, all that kind of stuff. Are guys that open-minded? It was my question. I feel like guys, when you know, aren't that open-minded yet. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Listen, I got a scenario for JP, all right? If you're into that stuff, I still love you guys.
I just got nothing. Go ahead.
Check this out, all right? Here's a hypothetical for you. You're going out with this girl. She's gorgeous. She's a French model. She's been on the cover of Playboy. She's the most amazing-looking woman you've ever seen, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're into the relationship. You're falling for her and everything like that. You find out she used to be a guy. There's no way you can tell me that you're cool with that.
And I'll tell you why.
That you are cool with it?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Because you lied.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something that needs to come up on day one.
Well, I mean...
Now you're keeping it... That's a pretty big secret to hold back. You know what I'm saying?
That's quite a large skeleton in the closet.
That's what I'm saying. That's a real... What I'm saying was I wouldn't go out looking for it. In this particular case, this woman is hot and none of us are throwing her out. Not one of us. You could say you will. Mm-hmm. You may throw her out after.
Yeah, if you don't know, I mean, there's no way to know.
Exactly.
I'm saying on the surface, she might look awesome, but beneath that, it's still... guy.
Listen, I don't necessarily...
And that's why I wonder if Playboy will be successful with this issue, because the guys know, does it appeal to you or not?
Curiosity, bro. People mm-hmm. are going to be curious and how good these surgeries could actually be.
And if she's the playmate of the month, the surgery clearly is very good.
That's the point.
Clearly.
Wow, they don't all look like Caitlyn Jenner. Cool.
No. Caitlyn Jenner's got the money, but I mean, I think it takes time.
Yeah, but she's got a face.
And a younger guy transitioning probably better results, you know? 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 6:23. Playboy magazine making headlines as they have the first transgender playmate on the cover. And, of course, the centerfold. She's a French model, I think 26 years old, and just beautiful. Are you open-minded enough to, you know, you see this, you know this transgender playmate, and this is why they're getting the headlines. You know, are you in? Are you buying the magazine? Are you looking at the pictures? Are you thinking, are you attracted? Right. I mean, that's the thing.
I already told you, I'm stealing the magazine.
Yes, it's true. good morning, BAB.
Someone will be kind enough to put it on the interweb.
What do you think of the whole thing? Go ahead.
No way.
Right.
If I knew, I do not get out.
Right, that's the question,
the
really.
The thing is, if you knew...
I say it, you are not pulling the trigger.
Right.
Care, bro.
If you knew, I'm just saying, if you didn't know...
No,
you're not going to do...
What you said is none of us are kicking her out of bed. If I knew, she's not even getting...
And we know because she's on the cover of Playboy. That's the question.
I think you have two beers and maybe a shot, and you're like, they're probably lying just to sell magazines.
Negative, bro. No way. You can be caught for life.
Aren't you just a manly man?
Thanks a lot. I mean, and that's where I think a lot of guys' heads are at, but... I mean, there's a percentage of guys who are totally good with it, even if they know. Like, listen, she's a woman standing in front of me. I don't care that she used to be a guy. She's a woman standing in front of me who's absolutely gorgeous. So there's guys who are totally fine and good there. But I think it's way less than guys who are not that open-minded yet.
And again, a sexual deviant's awfully quiet over there.
Not a peep.
Nothing. Sitting this one out?
You already know my position.
Is that one of your more searched sections on, RedTube or something?
It's an interesting one, for sure. I've definitely seen it. Yeah, of course.
All right. Ted Linder, sexual revolutionary.
Yeah.
625. Thanks for your calls. We're running late with Mr. Skin. We'll get the skin coming up a little after 6:30.
About Ted, sexual revolutionary is never really what I thought that was going to pop up, but okay.
How about deviant?
Leading the charge.
You're just Ted.
Right now in East Meadow, Hempstead Turnpike.